That's better than coffee, David, there on the end.
Any more questions here? Does it ever feel like the mandolin is moaning?
Floating.
Yeah, sometimes it sounds like I'm not touching it. Well, I try not to think too much about music theory while I'm playing, you know. You know, it's really, you have to get, you know, music's a language. I think we should be thinking about what we're saying when we're talking, but, you know, you learn the English language, you know, and then you kind of pretty much run with it, you know. What they call improvising, I think, is just like using the language of music. And if you've, you know, I'm sure all of us have played certain phrases before. You know, we're not really inventing that much while we're playing, but as you develop experience and perfect the things that you're trying to do, it becomes kind of internalized, and you can kind of spontaneously converse in that language without really thinking about it all that much. What I'm mostly thinking about is trying to get with the groove, you know, keep, you know, try to make it sound good. And, you know, if that means, if it's a song I don't know, that probably means laying out a lot and listening, you know. Or if it's, you know, something, you just have to be a team player in music if you're playing with other people. I try to play every day. I don't really have a routine. I have developed some exercises that sometimes it's always good to warm up. Like, you know, hitting it cold is, you know, never, you're never in best shape to. Well, this guy is. Cause
I think I did what you just said. I hit it cold. Yeah.
You know, sometimes. I think it's good to warm up and play things that actually practice things that you can't play. You know, like work on things that, you know, where you have to play it slow and deliberately get every note. You know, I kind of try to work on things that, and this holds true for a band, you know, if you have a part that's difficult, just rehearse that part, you know, real slow. Oh, millions of songs, you know, like bebop songs, you know, anything that's kind of foreign to the mandolin, you know. Well, I don't, you know, a tune called Joy Spring. I mean, you know, there are a lot of things that I would practice just to work on them, but, you know, it comes to playing them, you know, that's why I became a composer, actually, or part of the reason. I was really trying to emulate my heroes, Bill Monroe and Jesse McReynolds, Frank Wakefield, Bobby Osborne. They all seemed to write original mandolin tunes, so I figured that was part of the deal. And so I started writing tunes, and, you know, when you write your own tunes, you can kind of make them playable, you know. Whereas if you're just trying to learn Flight of the Bumblebee, you know, that's a lot tougher. And so I realized there weren't that many people that wanted to hear Flight of the Bumblebee anyway. So, you know, pardon? Frank Wakefield, so you guys know New Camptown Races? We could try that. You mean Wake Frankfield? Yeah. write? Yeah, he did write this before he was born, or yeah, after he was born. Yeah, Frank showed me a lot
of mandolin.
We'll try to do this thing justice. The new Camptown races.